Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning. Our car care show is underway with Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive on Grand Avenue. And let's get that number out there right away. If you want to call or text the program, 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226 is the phone number. Dan, good morning. I hope all is well.
All is well, Steve. Thank you. And we finally have some sun and nice weather, no snow, and the golf courses are opening. How about that?
Yeah, we had Tom Ryan on from the Minnesota Golf Association. That was big news on Friday. And Tom was telling us that a lot of the tee times at many of the public courses are booked up, that some were booked up in an hour on Friday. So people are raring to go, and it is going to be a great day and a sunny morning, and it should be a great day to be out and about and get some yard work done and get some things done, maybe with their vehicle as well. And once again, the phone number here on the program, 651-989-9226. You can call or text. And why not jump to the text line right out of the gate, Dan? Someone has an OA Hyundai Azera. They bought it in July. They just spent $800 replacing a computer module. Apparently, it was a battery draw, but the car wouldn't start again on Friday. Should I take it back to the shop that made the repair and say, hey, I've still got a problem?
Yeah, you know, that's always my advice. You know, what you're working with a particular shop because you made that decision in the first place. Either you know them or they're local or have heard a good referral from them or something. And, you know, things go wrong. And so my advice is always to give your shop another shot at it because things happen. And, you know, I don't know if they did something wrong or if there's something wrong with the part that they installed or whatever. But I think that they deserve a right to get things straightened out for you. And then if you get frustrated and don't get any satisfaction, then it's time to look for someone else to give you another opinion. But for sure, on the first go-round, you should take it back and see what they can find.
Yeah, and Dan, in my experience, all the shops I've used over the years, either here at home in Minnesota or when I lived in South Dakota, they were all really good if there was any sort of issue about trying to get it right. I can't imagine there are too many businesses that would be in business very long if they didn't try to help people that weren't satisfied.
No, that's right. And, you know, we're loving, caring people just like everyone else in the world. And, you know, all I want is a satisfied customer. So I'm going to do what it takes. That's just the way we operate, and if you're going to be around a long time, that's the way you have to operate because that's what people expect and deserve.
From our text line, Dan, service stability issue in my 06 Tahoe. It seems to drive fine. Is it safe to drive? I guess I'm not familiar with what that is. Is it some sort of warning light, I guess?
Yeah, I'm sure it's some sort of warning light, and of course it's computer controlled. So there's a there's a computer module that will that the vehicle has that will be related to the suspension. And most commonly what happens when you get a light like that is there's a sensor that's not working right. Oftentimes the stability control is tied into the ABS, maybe when the ABS sensors isn't working correctly, or, you know, height ride sensor or something like that. But most commonly, that's what's going on. And, you know, it's an old enough vehicle. All of those sensors on the chassis of the vehicle have had plenty of exposure to weather and our Minnesota conditions. And, of course, our Minnesota conditions are hard on us and cars. That's one of the things in Minnesota that you just have to pay attention to is the weather, because we certainly have extreme conditions.
Yeah, and no doubt, the amount of salt put on the roads to keep those roads safe and the chemicals, those are a factor as well, Dan, because you see it every day, what that does to the underside and really all parts of a vehicle.
Yep, that's right. And, you know, that's vehicles nowadays are so well built that, from a mechanical standpoint, we pretty much could keep them running forever, but rust is the thing that comes along to finish them off. And either the vehicle literally fails due to rust, you know, a serious suspension or chassis problem, or, for example, the brake lines or the fuel lines or something like that will rust through, and it just gets too expensive on a really old car to keep chasing that stuff. But mechanically, they're incredible. The engines and transmissions and drivetrain, they are really, really well designed, especially if you maintain them properly. They can way outlast the body due to salt and grime and corrosion.
Quick break. We have more with Dan Burns on our Car Care Show. Of course, Dan's good enough to join us each and every Saturday morning following the news at 7, a little bit later on in the hour. Jack Farrell and his weekly wine chat here on News Talk 830-WCCO. Our number again, 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226 if you want to call or text the program. And we'll be back with more in a moment here on News Talk 830-WCCO. It is 7:20 on a Saturday morning. Our Car Care Show underway with Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive on Grand Avenue. A nice day. We're headed for the low 60s today. Right now we have 40 degrees. We expect 63. And Dan, let's go to the phone lines. Bring in Michael and Blaine. Michael, you're on the air.
Good morning. I have a 2004 Mercury Sable, and with the most of the readings lit, like particularly my odometer, and that is starting to fade in and out. I'll see it, and then it'll completely disappear and then come back on. Is that a bulb or a fuse?
Well, probably neither. It's probably lit from behind with some sort of LED scheme that's going on back there, and it's probably not serviceable. In other words, the unit that instrument cluster unit comes out of the vehicle, and there's no access to the bulbs. So what we do is, in that case, is take that panel out, and we can send it into some local speedometer or dash repair facilities that will disassemble it and make the repairs, replace the parts that are the problem, and then put them, put it back together, and then we'll reinstall it for you. And we do that quite commonly, and that's a pretty typical repair that goes on around here. So not too big a deal, when you look at the instrument cluster and think, oh my goodness, how am I going to get that thing out of there? It looks pretty ominous, but the truth is that they come out pretty quickly. So it's not a, horribly expensive process either.
All right. Well, there's a bit of good news, Michael. Thanks for the call. from our text line. By the way, the number 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226 here on the Car Care Show on a Saturday morning. I got my Mercedes out of storage. It's been a year since I changed the oil, but I've only put about 800 miles on the vehicle. Should I change the oil now because it's been sitting around for a year?
Well, I think that on those stored cars, those collector cars that get very few miles, I do recommend bringing them in for service once a year, which would include an oil change. And it also includes a whole bunch of other things, checking fluids and steering and suspension, which, you know, probably have not gotten loose and unsafe while the vehicle sits. But you never know. One thing that does happen when the vehicle sits is leaks develop. And so those are the types of things that you need to keep an eye on. And if you bring it to the right shop, you know, for an oil change and ask for that type of inspection, they're glad to do it. And it's just kind of a good reason to bring it in and have it checked. So does it need an oil change? Probably not, but it's just a good thing to do once a year anyway. It's kind of like your snowmobile or your snowblower. Even if you only used it once or twice during the season, it still needs to be serviced like you used it a lot.
Yeah, Dan, I've always wondered about vehicles that sit. Are there concerns about those tires kind of flat spotting over time? I know sometimes stored vehicles will be lifted up off the floor, so the tires aren't on the floor. Is that really a big deal if you store a vehicle or a trailer? I guess I think about my pontoon. It sits on the tires all winter, and it's not a big deal.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't feel the pontoon, but that's one of those theories, Steve, that you hear about, that where the tires will get a flat spot on them. I've heard of it, heard lots of people talk about it, but I personally have never seen it. So I kind of wonder if it's much of a real deal. I think it's probably just fine. We do have some customers who store their vehicles for the season, and one thing that they do is overinflate the tires, which is a good reason or a good idea for a couple of reasons. One is they have a tendency to leak a little bit when the vehicle's just sitting. And so just so you don't have to deal with a flat tire in the spring. But they think that overinflating them will help keep them a little more round, like what we're talking about. But quite honestly, I've never seen it. I've never replaced a tire because it had a flat spot on it from sitting and being stored.
To the phones again, Greg in Bloomington. Greg, you're on the air with Dan Burns.
Yeah, I'm a senior citizen, and I retired, and I drive less now. And as far as oil changes go, I probably would change it once a year. I mean, is that good for a car? Just
yeah, you know, I would say at least once a year. Pretty much my recommendation is if it's a classic car that you store for a season, once a year is fine. If it's an everyday driver or an every week driver, you know, a vehicle that you depend on to get around, then I think we should see it twice a year, even if you don't drive very much. Because, you know, in the spring and in the fall, there's different things that need to be checked. In the spring, of course, we're going to check your air conditioning and all of those types of things. And in the fall, we're going to check all the winter and heat related things. And in the winter, we'll certainly check your battery and things like that to be sure that you don't have trouble. But I think to bring it in twice a year, if you depend on the vehicle to get you around, what you should do.
From our text line, 651-989-9226, since 2017, our 08 Chevy Uplander minivan has been driven infrequently and is on the same tank of gas. Is this bad? And what's your opinion on what we should do about that?
Well, if it's on the same tank of gas, and if it starts and runs, go burn that gas out of there and put some fresh gas in there. That's a really cheap way to get it or to handle it. But start driving it. Use it for a period of time and get that gas freshened up. We've talked, Steve, about if you're storing a vehicle, putting some gas stabilizer in. And that's a good idea if you're storing a vehicle. If you miss that opportunity, though, and the gas has just kind of gotten old and snuck up on you, if the vehicle still runs fine on it, go burn it up. Go use it. Use that vehicle as your everyday driver for a while and get some fresh gas in it. And in the process, make sure you check all the fluids and the tires and things like that, because vehicles that sit a lot have a tendency to need that type of attention.
Yeah, and as you pointed out for years on the program, Dan, vehicles are designed to be driven every day. I mean, that's part of what's built into it, that, you know, it's not ideal that they sit around a lot.
No, the battery recharges only while you're driving it. It does not recharge sitting there, and there are some little tiny draws on the battery on every car. And they need to be driven from time to time, because that's the way they're designed. That's what keeps them going.
Quick break. We have more with Dan Burns in our Car Care Show. It is 729. Here's that phone number again, 651-989-9226. 651-989-9226. And that's good for a call or a text here on the Car Care Show on News Talk 830-WCCO. It is our weekly Car Care Show. Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive on Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Good enough to join us. It is 7:32, 40 degrees on a Saturday. It looks to be a mild day here in April. And let's go to the phone lines with Dan and bring in Andreen from Golden Valley. You're on the air. Hello.
Good morning. I bought about 8 months ago from a Hyundai dealership a car, an excellent car that I thought. Yesterday I took it into the dealership to have him look at something, a squeak that I had, and he told me that he could fix the squeak, but the car was dangerous because the frame was rotting away. I have never heard of anything like this, and then he took a picture of it and showed me. I have no idea what to do now with this beautiful car that I have.
Tell me again, what kind of car was it?
It's a Hyundai Santa Fe, 2009.
A 2009 Hyundai. Well, that's troubling. Yes, I have seen that. Did he say it's the frame or the subframe?
He said the frame, and then I have a picture, a video of it that he showed me, and it's a big hole in the bottom. He said it's too dangerous to put any money into the car, even though it's gorgeous, is that I should just figure it out. Well, I have no idea what to do next.
Well, if he's not offering a solution for you as far as repairing the frame, then, and also the manufacturer must not have some sort of recall with regards to repairing the frame. Some manufacturers have had trouble with that. Don't think that there is a great solution. The vehicle's probably not, you know, an older vehicle probably isn't worth the cost of disassembling the whole car to put a new frame underneath it. That's a big deal. Oftentimes it can't even be done because the frame is actually part of the body. And to find a welding shop that would participate with you in that is going to be really difficult too, because they don't want to take on the liability of trying to weld rusty stuff back together. So I think I'm kind of with the dealer in this, that there's not a great solution to that, unless he's actually talking about the subframe, in which case it can be replaced. But if it's actually the frame of the vehicle and it can't be replaced, then I'm sorry, but you probably don't have any good answers.
Wow, that is tough. Good luck with that, Andreen. Let's go to Doug in Stillwater. Doug, you're on the air. Good morning.
Hello. I have a 2014 three-quarter ton Ram, and I'm selling antifreeze in the cab of it when I turn on my fan after it's been sitting. I think it's a heater core. How hard is that to change out, and do I have to do anything with the refrigeration lines?
Well, it is a big job to change that heater core, because the whole dash assembly needs to be disassembled, and the heater box needs to come out of the vehicle. And then once we get that box on the ground, we'll change the heater core. So that is a very big, very big job, pretty much a whole day job for a professional. And yes, you do have to discharge the refrigerant from the air conditioning system, because you have to disconnect those lines as well to get the heater box out. So, big job. You have to be pretty handy if you're gonna take it on, or you have to have some relatively deep pockets if you're gonna take it in to have it done, because that's a pretty expensive job too.
And Doug, I've got that going on in my 08 Silverado. I get a little whiff of antifreeze, and it's kind of like, I'll roll down the window until that goes away and move on. I'm probably not going to put the money into a new heater core in the 08 Silverado with 254,000 miles now.
I think you'll get away with that, Steve, until next fall, and then you're gonna need to do something about that.
Yeah, there's a lot of things I need to do with the old pickup, that's for sure. And that's just one of them on the list for sure, Dan.
Yeah.
7:37, 23 minutes now. From our text line here on the Car Care Show, can a faulty driver's side valve cover cause oil consumption in a 5.3-liter 07 Chevy Tahoe?
You know, not the valve cover itself won't cause, I guess it could theoretically through the crankcase ventilation system, but not exactly. But the intake manifold certainly can. If the intake manifold is leaking and it's starting to suck oil through the intake manifold, that certainly could cause that. But I can't think of, other than the crankcase ventilation system, if it's on that side, why you would, there's no reason for you to consume oil. It certainly will leak oil, but not consume it and have the engine burn it.
From our text line again, a 2011 Grand Caravan, the driver's side sliding door does not unlock either with the key fob or the inside lock. Is that a big job to kind of take that apart and try and figure out what's going on inside with the mechanism?
Maybe, maybe not. It quite commonly, because that door slides, you know, open and close the way that it does, there's wires that go through that harness that to connect that door and have all, and get all that stuff operating. And if one of those wires has broken, which we find quite commonly, then that's what's going on. And it's just a matter of fact, or a matter of finding if indeed the wire is broken, where the wire is broken, and then how much has to be disassembled to get at that wire to make a good repair, so that it will continue to work and not break again. You have to be a little bit careful about where and how you replace that piece of the wiring harness to get you by. But usually it's certainly not a big deal to find out what's going on, and it's usually not too big of a deal to repair it either.
From the text line at 651-989-9226, I have a 09 Chevy Aveo with a new battery, but if it sits for a couple of days, the battery is dead. Where do I start to fix the problem, or how do I troubleshoot this? Where would I start, Dan?
Well, we have an amp meter, and if you have a meter that you can hook up to the vehicle, and you put it in series between the battery and one of the battery cables, and then we can measure how much amperage is being used while the vehicle is shut down. And if that number is too high, then that's what your problem is, and I'm sure it is. If your battery's going dead, that number is too high. And then it becomes a detective game. You have to try and make the picture smaller as to which circuit is causing the trouble. And the easiest way to do that is to start pulling out fuses one at a time until you find which circuit and when you pull out a fuse, you look and see if the draw goes down, and if it does, then you know that the problem is on that circuit, and now the pitcher just got way smaller. And then from then you would take that circuit to the wiring, to a wiring diagram, and see what exactly is on that circuit, and then see if it's a component that's staying on, or if it's a light that's staying on, or, you know, we find problems in the radio, for example, quite commonly. In any of the computer modules, they can cause a problem. But in order to find it, you gotta get you gotta figure out what circuit it's on, because with the whole car, it's just way too big of a picture. You couldn't begin to guess what might be causing the problem.
So it takes a little time to kind of narrow that one down. From our text line, this is a follow-up on storing cars into the tire's flat spot. The texter says flat spotting was true before radial tires, but generally you're able to drive that out, you know, go clunking down the road a little bit, and then eventually those tires would come back in to round. Finally, before we run out of time, a real quick one, 2014 Acadia front heated and cooled seats. The heat portion doesn't work, but the cool does. Could that potentially be a fuse? What's going on when heated seats go bad?
First of all, the heating and the cooling are two different systems. They're not, other than they're both in the seat, they're not particularly related. The heat portion has a heat grid that goes, that's underneath the cushion of the seat. And quite commonly, that heat grid gets a break in the circuit of it because you're bouncing on the seat all the time. It's usually the driver's seat that fails because that's the one that gets all the mileage on it. And that seat actually can be disassembled and, you know, take the seat out of the car. You take all the cushions off the seat and you can, on most cars, put a new heat grid in there and you'll be back in business. And in Minnesota, it's a necessity. Got to have heated seats nowadays. We've gotten spoiled, but it sure is comfortable to get into a vehicle with heated seats in the wintertime.
Yeah, good stuff. All right, Dan, we've got to run. How do people reach you at Lloyd's Automotive?
Well, you can find us on the web. That seems to be the best way to find us nowadays, at LloydsAutomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, LloydsAutomotive.net. We are at 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul if you want to come over. We're, of course, practicing all sorts of healthy measures to keep people out of our office and so forth. So I'd recommend that you give us a call before you come over and have us tell you all about that. The number is 651-228-1316.
All right, very good, Dan. Enjoy the day. We'll visit with you next week.
Thanks, Steve.
All right, there he is, Dan Burns, Lloyd's Automotive, Grand Avenue, in our weekly car care show.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.